Santa baby, just slip a sable under the tree for me. Been an awful good girl, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa baby, a 54 convertible to light blue. I'll wait up for you, dear Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Think of all the fun I've missed. Think of all the fellas that I haven't kissed. Next year I could be just as good if you check off my Christmas list. Santa baby, I want a yacht, and really that's not a lot. Been an angel all year, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa honey, one little thing I really need, the deed to a platinum mine, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa cutie, and fill my stocking with a duplex and checks. Sign your X on the line, Santa cutie, and hurry down the chimney tonight. Come and trim my Christmas tree with some decorations bought at Tiffany. I really do believe in you. Let's see if you believe in me. Santa baby, forgot to mention one little thing, a ring. I don't mean on the phone, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Hurry down the chimney tonight. Hurry tonight.
And welcome back to hour number two of the WWGH Christmas special. Boy, oh boy, we're having a good time. Sean Kraft, Linda Sims, Charlie Evers, Paul and Glenna Savage, and Santa Claus. And we do want to let everybody know that it was the Leshetsky family. Do you have that right now, Charlie?
Leshetsky, yes.
Leshetsky family.
Mm-hmm.
The father came up during the break there and taught us how to say the...
That's good.
We thank him for that.
Where's that N come from?
Who?
In the paper, didn't you have it listed, put an N in their name?
I don't think it was in the paper, was it? The Leshetskys weren't in the paper.
Weren't they?
Leshetsky. It's a T.
Leshetsky.
No. Leshetsky. Leshet.
Really? Leshetsky.
Ski. It's like a compound word.
Okay.
Leshetsky. I wrote it down.
But there's no N in there.
No, there's no N in there.
Didn't you have it written? Is there an N right in front of you?
That says Santa Call-In Show. Oh, by the way, if you want to write Santa, P.O. Box 1, Santa Claus, Indiana, 47579.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's see here. No, Lesekny. Yeah, that's it, Leshetsky.
Okay, but it's Leshetsky.
No, Leshetsky.
Well, anyhow,
we thank them
good.
For coming in. The Leshetsky boys are wonderful. And the girl, Ursula, 5 years old, plays the trombone.
Mm-hmm.
She was a tremendous performer. Was she
Ursula?
Not?
Now, Ursula is a German name, isn't it?
I think Ursula. Ursula is a German derivation.
Yeah.
Now, the song you heard as we were coming out of the break there, we've got a lot packed in for this hour, is Eartha Kitt singing
Santa Baby.
Santa Baby. Now, do you know what day Eartha Kitt died on?
Her birthday?
No.
Christmas?
No. Christmas Day.
Oh, okay.
Eartha Kitt died on Christmas Day.
I remember when that record came out. It was on a 45.
45.
Played that many times.
Well, here's what happened. You and I both worked at another radio station here in town, WMRN, and it was all talk. And when I first started there, at my first Christmas there, you know, you didn't play music because it was a talk station.
Mm-hmm.
But at Christmas, you could play music.
Well, when I was there, I, as an engineer, I had to put together all the Christmas programming from tapes that had I'd gone out to different schools and recorded their choirs, their orchestras, and brought all that back and put it together in one-hour reels. And all day Christmas Eve and all day Christmas, those reels were playing. And boy, I sweat blood putting all that together.
I bet
it took
that
a long time.
I bet that got the people listening, their families.
Oh, it did. But one of the favorite things we always played was the Scrooge, you know.
Christmas Carol.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that was just became a standard thing. And then there was a poet by the name of Ted Malone. We used to have him on in the afternoons. Ted Malone, he kind of read poems and different. He was from ABC.
Oh, he was a network.
Yeah, network.
Well,
yeah.
You always did talk, but at Christmas you could sneak a carol in.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I liked Santa Baby, and without knowing it, I guess I started playing it a little too often.
Too often. Yeah.
And one day I got a Christmas letter, and they said, "Scott, we liked the show, but if you ever play Santa Baby again, I'm going to throw the radio out the window," because I hadn't realized how often I was playing it.
No.
But I love. I think that's she had such a unique voice.
A sexy sound.
Leshetsky.
No, Sexky.
You had a Leshetsky voice. Santa, how do you say it?
Leshetsky.
Oh,
yeah, he got it. Santa knows all.
Okay.
And we have a lot going on this hour. Charlie Evers is going to read "'Twas the Night Before Christmas" before we're done here. But we're going to kick off this hour with a Christmas selection from Glenna Savage, Around the Piano. This will be nice.
Piano in tune?
Yes.
The piano has never been in tune.
this cold studio must have.
I know. It is, yes. Yeah. The room is very cold.
Oh, man.
Well, since we're having so much difficulty with language, we're going to go back to Latin tonight, and we're going to actually hear a song called Veni, Veni, which is O come, Emmanuel. And this is the Mannheim Steamroller arrangement of it. Thank you.
Ah, very, very nice.
Thank you.
And again, that was Glenna Savage, and Paul and Glenna Savage have a show here each and every Sunday evening on WWGH Radio, all originally produced music for the most part.
That's right.
Yep, Heaven and Express, Sunday night, 5:15 to 6 o'clock.
It's Paul that composed my theme song.
And so
and
many,
sings it.
So many compliments on that.
Yeah.
Yep, it's a great, great song. And now...
Well, you've never heard from Hillary, though.
Hillary's hair.
I thought for sure when Hillary was in Marion, somebody would tell her they should see me.
Did you want to see Hillary?
No.
Well, there you go. And apparently a lot of people in Ohio didn't either because she didn't win the state. But now, here's what we're going to do for the rest of this great special, this great holiday-filled night. We are going to have the traditional reading of "'Twas the Night Before Christmas" by Charlie Evers, and then we're going to have the group sing-along, as we do each and every year, that Glenna will lead us in from the piano. But Charlie, "'Twas the Night Before Christmas."
Okay. Well, I was just thinking when Glenna was playing, that piano, the strings would have shrunken from all the cold here, and that was a great job she did with shrunken strings.
It's a beautifully warm 51.8 degrees in the studio tonight. Yes.
Wow.
It's very hot.
And
the wind chill. Boy, in here, you just wouldn't know.
That's right.
Who wrote "'Twas the Night Before Christmas"?
That's a good question. Who did write? I tell you, the group that performed this, Fred Waring and his Pennsylvanians, they did the greatest job. And for years, a lot of high schools, the choirs, would perform this into the just like Fred Waring did.
It's a beautiful poem. Is it a poem?
Yeah, well, kind of.
Story. But who did sing it? Who composed it?
Frank Lloyd Wright? I thought he built homes.
Well, in his spare time on the weekends, he composed that.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. I don't think that. You think, is that right? No, whatever. Bill Leshetsky.
But anyhow, the group that did this, the best job on this, Fred Waring and the Pennsylvanians.
Yep. All right, here we go. The traditional reading before Christmas.
'Twas the night before Christmas when all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care, in hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there. The children were nestled all snug in their beds, while visions of sugar plums danced in their heads. And Mama in her kerchief, and I in my cap, had just settled our brains for a long winter's nap. When out on the roof there arose such a clatter, I sprang from my bed to see what was the matter. Away to the window I flew like a flash, tore open the shutter, and threw up the sash. The moon on the breast of the new-fallen snow gave the luster of midday to the objects below, when to my wondering eyes would appear but a miniature sleigh and 8 tiny reindeer. With a little old driver so lively and quick, I knew in a moment it must be St. Nick. More rapid than eagles as coursers they came, and he whistled and shouted and called them by name. Now Dasher, now Dancer, now Prancer and Vixen, on Comet, on Cupid, on Donner and Blitzen, to the top of the porch, to the top of the wall, now dash away, dash away, dash away all. As dry leaves that night before the wild hurricane fly, when they meet with an obstacle, mount to the sky. So up to the housetop the coursers they flew, with a sleigh full of toys, and St. Nicholas too. And then in a twinkling I heard on the roof the prancing and pawing of each little hoof. As I drew in my head and was turning around, down the chimney St. Nicholas came with a bound. He was dressed all in fur from his head to his foot, and his clothes were all tarnished with ashes and soot. A bundle of toys he had flung on his back, and he looked like a peddler just opening his pack. His eyes, how they twinkled, his dimples, how merry, his cheeks were like roses, his nose like a cherry. His droll little mouth was drawn up like a bow, and the beard on his chin was white as snow. The stump of a pipe he held tight in his teeth, and the smoke it encircled his head just like a wreath. He had a broad face and a little round belly that shook when he laughed like a bowl full of jelly. He was a chubby and plump, a right old jolly elf, and I laughed when I saw him in spite of myself. A wink of his eye and a twist of his head soon gave me to know I had nothing to dread. He spoke not a word, but went straight to his work and filled all the stockings, then turned with a jerk, and laying his finger aside of his nose and giving up a nod, up the chimney he rose. He sprang to his sleigh, to his team gave a whistle, and away they all flew like the down of a thistle. But I heard him explain, ere he drove out of sight, "Happy Christmas to all, and to all a good night."
Beautiful. 'Twas the Night Before Christmas, as read by Charlie Evers here on the WWGH Christmas Special. And the writer of that poem was Clement Moore.
Oh, sure.
Clement Clark Moore. Mm-hmm. Do you know the original title of that? It was not 'Twas the Night Before Christmas.
No. What was
it? No, it was A Visit from St. Nicholas.
But there's more to this. Is quite a bit more. It was like the day after Christmas.
Yeah, he wrote a whole thing.
Yeah,
but
right.
They've trimmed it down for time's purposes.
For radio.
Yeah, I think so. For radio purposes.
Yes.
We had to time constraints.
Yeah.
Because we're now going to have what has become a tradition now, Glenna Savage playing the piano as we sing some great Christmas songs here, the whole group. And I think we're going to start
songs or carols?
Well,
a
I think
combination
there's,
of
it's a combination.
Okay. Yes.
It's like the plate at Chi-Chi's. It's combination time.
Yeah.
All right.
Yes.
The first Noel, I believe, is what we started with last year. It's on the second page.
You know what Noel is backwards? Leon.
Loan.
Leon.
Leon.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. What is Leshetsky backwards?
That's a good question.
Ichnixla.
Okay. All right.
That's how it is.
Yeah.
The first Noel, everybody, sing along at home.
Okay, I had it back. I had it going from the front.
Oh, from the front to the back. Okay.
I'm so sorry. But
oh,
I
no problem. This is fine.
I know that's your favorite song.
Well, that is. Well, the Christmas song.
Can we do White Christmas?
We can do White.
Right,
let's do White
Christmas.
Christmas
song?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. All righty. That'll work. Thank you.
We're going to start with White Christmas, everybody.
Yes, we are.
The piano hasn't started.
Ready?
Here we go. You got it, Santa?
I can't hear anybody singing.
that was in the key of nothing.
You understand? Yeah, we're going to do this.
Sing along. Sing along. Here we go.
Yes, my goodness.
Let's try that again.
All right.
Here we go.
Turkey and so It's from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you.
Santa, do you know who wrote that?
I don't.
Mel Torme, in like 15 minutes.
That's right.
He ripped that right out, The Velvet Fog.
Yep.
And we continue on with another great Christmas song.
Yes, this is a great Christmas song.
You know Dasher and Dancer.
Santa Claus, this next one's about you.
Oh,
okay. Yes, this is yours, Santa.
What? What was that?
I said, all right.
All right.
Just remember, ho-ho backwards is oh-oh.
Oh-oh. Well, it could be a little, because there was a bug going around. You never know. Here we go.
You'd better watch out.
He sees you when you're sleeping. He's sleeping.
Santa's sleeping.
Are you okay, Santa?
Fine.
All right. Fine. Do you have a Christmas message for everybody right now?
Merry Christmas.
That's being original.
I tell you, well, we're breaking the mold tonight. That's good.
How about a holly jolly Christmas?
Holly jolly.
Yeah. Can you handle that, Santa?
Who sings that?
Here we go.
That's Johnny Marks.
Yes. Bert.
Bert Bacharach.
No.
Burl Ives.
Burl Ives, that's it.
The music is by Johnny
Marks.
Have a holly jolly Christmas. It's the best time of the year. I don't know if there'll be snow, but have a cup of cheer. Have a holly jolly Christmas. And when you walk down the street, say hello to friends you know and everyone you meet. Oh, how the mistletoe hung where you can see. Somebody wish you didn't hear. Oh, my golly, have a holly jolly Christmas this year.
Beautiful. Now, is that a carol or a song?
That's a song.
That's a
that
song.
That is a song.
Different from a carol.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Santa, you agree?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
All right, Santa. Spoken with great enthusiasm.
Now,
it's picking up as the night goes on.
What carol has in it figgy pudding?
We wish you a merry Christmas.
Figgy.
Yes.
Figgy.
What is figgy?
Figgy piggy
what is
pudding.
Figgy pudding. What is figgy piggy pudding?
That's not piggy piggy.
I thought you said piggy piggy.
No, it's figgy. Figgy pudding
figgy.
Is in one of the carols.
Right.
It is. We wish you a merry Christmas.
But why is that a carol? Because that's not biblical, is it?
No, it's not a
carol. No, that's a song.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, somebody get the oranges. Are we getting a call?
Yes.
All right.
Is this okay? Well, let's take it on the air here, as we're in the middle of our sing along. Go ahead, caller.
Yes. Check your email. There may be some things in there you like for your website.
I appreciate that. Thank you, caller.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah, very nice. The pictures have arrived from our photographer earlier on.
Oh, good. Okay.
Yes, very nice. And now
Excellent.
We'll continue on with Jingle Bells. Jingle, this is a favorite tune of somebody's.
I want to hear Figgy Pudding.
We'll get there.
That isn't the title, isn't it?
No.
Didn't you hear Piggy Pudding?
In the snow, in one horse open sleigh, o'er the fields we go, laughing all the way. The bells are bound to ring, making spirits bright. What fun it is to ride and sing.
Okay, bells on bobtail ring. Mm-hmm. What does that mean?
Bobtails.
Yeah, what's a bobtail?
That's that, it's a story. It's a fake story that Bob made up. A bobtail.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, it's...
You know, just like maybe Mrs. Savage would recall, joy to the world, the Lord is come.
Yeah.
Is
come.
Instead of has.
Has. It's a pet peeve of yours.
Yes.
Even in July.
Because that was written 100 years ago, and it was a grammatical mistake.
Is this the 100th anniversary of that?
At least.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
But we keep singing, the Lord is come, which makes no sense.
Really?
It should be has.
Linda, have you... Linda, does anybody know the answer to this?
Has the Lord come yet?
The Lord is come.
The Lord is come.
That's not good English.
The Lord is.
Actually,
the Lord has.
Merry Christmas.
He has, not is.
But he hasn't, has
but he?
He
still is.
He is.
Yeah.
Yes, he.
But he hasn't
that's
yet.
Why they
but
say
that's
right.
Is. That's a grammatical error that just continues because it's tradition.
It's like you is eat, but you haven't yet.
How's that?
Yeah.
Actually,
it's not going to make any more sense. It is. But the Lord is coming. Because he's here, right?
He's here.
He
just hasn't made his presence.
Yeah.
Okay. So Harry Truman is going across the country, and Harry is come.
No, he's had. He's out.
Okay.
He's out in the...
bells on bobtail. What's a bobtail?
Well, it's a tale of a bobcat.
See, we sing things we don't even know what we're singing, but it's tradition, just like the Lord is come. Bells on bobtail, and nobody knows what a bobtail is.
Yes, they do.
Ponytail.
Yes, right there's a bobtail.
Yes,
what's a bobtail?
The bobtail is what they used to do to the horses when the horses were pulling the sleigh.
Well, there we go.
They tied their
tails. Jingle bells on their tails, yes.
But a bobtail, though, is a tail that's all wound up.
Right.
And a bobtail is about that long.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
That's
you
right.
know, if you bobbed a tail today, the ASPCA would be
all over you.
They would not allow that sort of thing.
No bells anymore either.
Nope.
That makes a horse nervous. Can you imagine if somebody tied a bell on your...
Keister? Yeah. Is that where you were going
with every time you took a step, it rang.
I don't know what you'd tie it to.
And you just tell people, well, don't mind, that's a bell on a bobtail.
God, right?
What kind of Christmas special is this? I'll tell you. What? Just as we go on to another song off our album.
I want to hear Figgy Pudding.
Yeah, are we,
go on to What Child Is This.
What Child Is This?
Now that's a carol.
That's one you don't hear a whole lot. That's a rarity.
That is a carol. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's by William Chatterton Dix.
Yeah, that's it.
Hmm. How you doing, Santa? All right.
You good, Santa?
Yep.
All right.
All right.
Now, here we go. What child is this? All right, we've got about 10 minutes left, so let's get some on the second page. We're moving on to that, I believe. So let's see what we have here on the second page. That is, I'm on the wrong page here. Okay, let's...
Grandma.
No, this is, let's see. Oh, Joy to the World's always a good one. Everybody knows Joy to the World. Do you know Joy to the World?
I think so.
All right, Santa, do you like Joy to the World?
Love Joy to the World.
All right. Away we go. On my paper, it says the Lord has come.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, if you listen to, like, the Mormon Tabernacle Choir,
right,
they'll sing has to
come.
It, not is.
Not is.
A lot of your better choirs will take note of that error and say has.
So you think that possibly Isaac Watts did it wrong.
Yeah, well...
He was mistaken.
He put it down and everybody kept copying it.
Right.
Thinking that he was right.
He got away with it.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
Now, 100 and some years.
Now, is the first Noel, is that a carol or a song?
That's a carol.
That's a carol, because there's a biblical meaning behind mm-hmm. it. Here we go. The first Noel.
Oh,
And Santa has left momentarily. We hope that he returns before the show is over with. You ran him off, Charlie. It took an hour 45, but you finally got rid of him. We hope he returns. Santa's back there. Now, what's good? We probably have time for two more songs.
Okay.
Yeah, it's getting late.
You want to do like Away in a Manger?
We
now, that's a carol.
That's a Christmas carol, all right. And then I guess we'll end up with We Wish You a Merry Christmas.
Now, let me tell you, Away in a Manger is something that really hit me. I was recording the St. Mary's Choir, the little children, in the St. Mary's Church, and there was no one else in there. It was empty except for the choir. And they sang Away in a Manger. And that was the most beautiful rendition I've ever heard. It kind of echoed all through the church. I'll never forget that.
It's a great song.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
That would be beautiful.
Away in a Manger.
The
yes. Figgy pudding. We got to put the figgy pudding.
All right. Okay. We've noticed that you go back to the chorus every time.
That's all right.
Otherwise known as We Wish You a Merry Christmas.
Oh, yes. This is a good one.
Yes. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas.
What a great song. And by the way, for those interested, figgy pudding is made with figs and was popular as a Christmas pudding in the British Isles. It may be baked, steamed, or boiled or fried.
Okay, and similar to wassailing we go. Now, when you went wassailing, you went from door to door, and you usually had some fruit with alcohol in it, and you gave everybody a sip, and that was the wassail.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's it.
And by the time you got to the end of the block, everybody was sailed.
they'd sailed away for the holidays.
Yep.
Well, this has been another great year and certainly another great traditional Christmas get-together here at WWGH Radio. And we thank everybody who was here, Sean Kraft, Charlie Evers, Paul and Glenna Savage, of course, the Leshetny family, Leshetsky family. Who were here earlier on, and everybody who came in and participated, Linda Sims, of course, and Santa Claus, who was here, and everybody who wasn't able to make it, but send their best wishes, Terry Tackett, Marianne Michaels, Martha Dowse, George Kasotis, and Mr. Jingling, who I just learned did not make it, but he is going to try to make an appearance before Christmas.
Oh, okay.
So we're not out of the woods on that one yet, but we're hopefully going to see him. So stay tuned to WWGH Radio for word on that. But from all of us, from our Christmas family here, to all of yours, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Yes.
Merry Christmas.
Absolutely. And we hope in the next 10 seconds before we run out here, we timed that a little wrong, Charlie.
Yeah, well, we only have 2 seconds to go.
Merry Christmas and happy holidays from the cold 51.8 degree studios.
Radio 107.1 FM LP Marion, Ohio, the place for holiday fun. For legendary newsman Hugh Downs.
Because before Christmas, when all through the house, not a creature was stirring.